actually, the pewter gray be good for the highlight on the end. And then shape up there, look. See where the, it's not round, huh?
We're going to do that with baby blue. I got it in my pocket.
Wilfredo Feliciano and Sotero Ortiz go by Bio and BG-183, or just BG. They're part of a group called Tats Crew. TAT stands for Top Artistic Talent. They met in high school in the South Bronx 23 years ago, and they've been painting together ever since. When they were teenagers, they painted graffiti on city walls and subway trains. They had to work fast to get away unnoticed, and when they didn't, they ran from the cops. Their work is different now. Their style is the same, but now they get paid for this, and paid well, by clients like Tommy Hilfiger, Coca-Cola, and M&M Candies.
The murals can range anywhere from a few hundred dollars to several thousand dollars. It depends on the project and the client. But this is easy money, you know? Quick, simple artwork.
Nice day.
Can't beat it.
They move their spray cans in quick, graceful sweeps like dancers. Occasionally, Bio takes a bite of a sandwich with one hand, continuing to paint with the other. He's been doing it for so long, it's second nature. When they're done, the words mucho más color, Spanish for much more color, are splashed in bright, jagged letters across a giant blue M&M.
A job well done again. 2 hours. Getting slow in our age.
Bio and BG became artists on the gritty streets of the 1980s South Bronx. A couple of decades later, their kids are learning about art in the same neighborhood, but in a very different way.
We call it, what do we call it?
Say it again. The elephant note.
We call the whole note the elephant note.
Bio's 8-year-old son Aaron and BG's 7-year-old daughter Dawn both go to the Bronx Charter School for the Arts, an elementary school that opened this year right in the middle of their dad's old stomping ground. They take 8 arts classes every week, and music, dance, and theater play a role in their academic classes, too. Aaron and Dawn love it.
Daddy, I need a straw.
A straw? Oh, for your juice.
Most days after school, they stop by the community center where Tats Crew, Inc. has its office.
Oh, cool. Who drew this?
I did.
Oh, nice. What is it supposed to be?
A bird with the linear puzzle.
Okay. Looks good. I like it. Probably color it in later when we get home, right?
Yeah.
I don't try to teach her graffiti. I ain't trying to teach her art. She just came about just learning by herself. And every day I come home, she always showing me like, hey, this is what I did in school, you know, this is what I'm drawing.
Like one or two, I don't really throw it out.
My name's there. My name's right there. Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw my name.
Graffiti artists tend to have something of an obsession with painting their own names. And when their kids were born, Bio and BG began painting their kids' names, too.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
How come?
I feel famous.
Driving around this neighborhood where they still live and work, with the kids in the back seat, Bio and BG stop in front of one of their personal projects, an intricate anti-war mural.
And, you know, this was our way to, of speaking out. You know, in the middle you have like a demonstration of people demonstrating against the war, where you have police in riot helmets sort of fighting the crowd. And then all around is just imagery of, you know, bombs, barbed wire, battlefield fire.
And directly across the street, on the side of a bodega, is one of their promotional pieces for Willy Wonka candy.
I like that one because they're saying stop the war. And I like that one because I like candy.
Tats Crew's artwork is legendary in their neighborhood, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's sacred. They pull up in front of a mural they recently painted in the schoolyard of their old high school.
Look at this. Some kids drawn like little pictures.
Dawn and Aaron lean in to peer at it, and they're outraged that someone has scrawled graffiti on it.
It messes up my dad's beautiful artwork. Yeah, that's not right.
Bio and BG are kind of annoyed, too. But, Bio says, stuff like this, what most people think of as vandalism, is actually an important part of becoming a graffiti artist. It's how they started.
Coming through, watch your back.
Tonight, Tats Crew is showing some of their work at a gallery in Chelsea, one of Manhattan's hottest art scenes. Explosions of color painted to look three-dimensional pulse from the canvases. Images just like Bio used to paint on the subway trains.
I mean, watching my son grow up, I mean, it's definitely going to be different for him. I mean, he's going to experience a different way. I think he's grown up around it. You know, he sees it in the house. He sees my pictures. He just, I mean, I don't know how he interprets it, but I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just I want to expose him to it. I want him to know that what's out there. I want him to know that a big world exists out there.
That's what BG wants for Dawn, too. He still misses tagging up walls in the middle of the night, but he's also proud of getting up early every day, working hard and making a good living doing what he loves. And he's obviously proud of his daughter, who wants to be an artist.
And at the same time, she wants to be a police officer. I want to be a police officer, but yet she draws. Maybe she get a job, maybe doing like those wanted posters. And that would be great, you know. It's wonderful. And I save everything she draws, you know. Maybe she become a great artist later on. You know, she got open doors. You know, I'm definitely going to help her out. I'm the first guy that, you know, don't worry, I'm your agent. We're going to make money together.
Bio and BG are passing their own love of the arts onto their kids, but neither wants to see them follow exactly in their footsteps. Bio says he's not sure what he would do if Aaron started illegally writing graffiti.
I don't know. I think I have a nervous breakdown like every other parent, you know? Well, I guess I would explain to him. I mean, I've been through it, so I guess I would share my experiences with him and try to guide him, you know, the right way and how to do it and not to get in trouble. But, you know, like every other kid, I guess they'll learn their own way.
With that, Bio goes back to the crowd, a long way from the subway tunnels of the South Bronx.
Thank you for coming down.
For Studio 360, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.